Welcome to Breathing Basics. Making yourself comfortable on the ground, feel yourself lying back, facing up towards the ceiling, eyes closed, just feeling where your body does and doesn't hit the ground. Feeling the back of your head, the curve behind the back of your neck, the pressure on your upper back, down into your lower back, your bottom on the ground, the back of your thighs on the ground, the gap behind the back of your knees, your calves on the ground, and the heels on the ground. We're just getting comfortable and starting to feel aware of where our breath is. If you'd like to, you can place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. What you're becoming aware of is of the breathing in as your belly is moving up towards the ceiling and breathing out as your spine comes back towards the floor. Breathing in, feel your belly moving up towards the ceiling, and breathing out, feeling your back against the floor and your belly coming back towards your spine. You're just going to take a moment to stay here for a couple of cycles of breathing. What you're trying to do is to feel that breath front to back, side to side, top to bottom, from the base of your throat down to your pelvic floor. Slowly you're going to bend your knees, bring both your knees up into a comfortable bent knee position, and just notice what's happening to your breath. Has your belly become a little bit softer? Is it a little bit easier to get the air into your lungs? Is there any change to where you feel you're breathing through your ribs? We're trying to hold the intention of our breath being low and slow and soft and silent. We're also feeling your breath at the front and the back of our body. Really being aware and mindful of how your ribs are feeling against the ground. Then leaving your knees bent, we're gently bringing your arms up like flagpoles facing straight up into the sky towards the ceiling with your palms facing towards each other. This allows the back to push a little deeper against the floor to become aware of the breath meeting our back ribs and the front of our belly starts to firm. We also want to become a little aware of bringing the air down towards our lower rib cage and bringing a little bit of pressure of our lower ribs back downwards and to the floor. This allows our breath to gently come into our sides and more into the back of our body. We're aiming not to hold on to that breath anywhere, and we're allowing your breath to have ease. Gently now you can bring your arms back down to your side and slowly lift your bottom up into a bridge position, just as high and as comfortably as you can. Again, just becoming aware that there is no strain anywhere in our body. We've got a relaxed breath, and notice how this changes how our breath moves in our rib cage and down into our low back. Being mindful to release any tension that's anywhere through our chest and our back and our legs. Being mindful that we want our breath to go into our ribs, and being mindful to not overuse our belly to breathe. Then gently lower your bottom down. We're going to change that position and bring our knees up into a tabletop position, into a 90-90 position, as long as there's no pain or discomfort in this position. Our palms are facing down by our sides. Again, we're becoming aware of how our breath has changed in our body. Is it too hard on our abdomen and into our core? Can you feel the air pushing against the floor and into the sides and into our back posterior rib cage? This is where we're using the floor as feedback for feeling that increasing pressure in our lower chest as it's expanding. And gently bringing our legs down one at a time, then the other one. Good. Now I'd like you to roll over onto your tummy. You can rest your hands either by the sides or palms underneath your forehead. Whatever's more comfortable. This is called the crocodile position. So now we're using the ground as feedback to the front of our chest and feeling where the breath is going into our chest. I want you to become mindful of your thoracic spine and the back of a rib cage. And I want you to try and breathe your ribs towards the ceiling. I want you to be aware of the pressure of your breathing on your chest on the ground and to try and soften the anterior pressure. And I want you to become mindful of the posterior pressure of your lower rib cage, trying to really expand your rib cage towards the ceiling. Remember, we're keeping our breath low and slow and soft and silent. We're really trying to feel that breath front to back and side to side and 360 degrees. It's really important to keep your neck and shoulders relaxed. I want you to trial the position of bringing your hands underneath your tummy. As you feel your tummy moving into your hands as you breathe, see if you can try to breathe those posterior ribs towards the ceiling. That's now breathing your spine in your lower back as well as in that lower rib area. From there, I'd like you to go up onto your hands and knees into the cat-cow position. Good. Try not to dip your low back and try to find that relaxed position, allowing your head to relax without dropping it too far forwards. Keeping it gently relaxed as long as your hands and your knees and your back are okay. Becoming aware of where your breath now is in your back. Being mindful again of trying to breathe the air into that low rib area, into those lower ribs, and trying to breathe your spine towards the ceiling. It's like a really gentle cat but you're using the breath to move your spine rather than physically choosing to move your spine. Now, this time as you breathe, I want you to be aware of that breath expanding up towards the ceiling, but also outwards from side to side, feeling your rib cage move. Great. Now, gently relax back into child's pose. Bring your bottom back to your feet. Your hands can rest under your forehead just to take the pressure off, or your arms stretched out or down by your sides. Just becoming aware the breath is now gone. Is it easier to breathe? Is it harder to breathe? Keeping your breath slow and silent, I still want you to bring that awareness to your lower rib area, into those lower ribs. Really trying to open your spine up as if you're trying to lift those ribs towards the ceiling. Now I'd like you to go on to all fours as if you're getting ready to stand up. This is called bear pose, pushing up, pushing your bottom up into the air as if you're getting ready to stand up. Arms and legs are bent and let your head relax down. Are you okay in that position? Great. I just want you to feel with this breath that you're really trying to breathe into your back, into your lower chest, into the sides of your chest, and into your belly. I want you to be mindful of between your shoulder blades and really try to get the breath there. It's a slightly unusual posture, but it really makes your airway work in a really different posture and work differently. Gravity is helping your ribs as they're expanding and as your chest is filling with your breath. You're really trying to let that air expand back up into that posterior part of your back. And from there, you can just gently push yourself up into a standing position. Great. Eyes just gently closed if your balance is okay. And I just want you to be mindful of your breath as you stand there. When you gently breathe in, you can gently bend your knees and feel a shortening and a widening of your body. And when you breathe out, straightening up, imagine yourself becoming a little taller when you breathe out and a little shorter when you breathe in. And you can just gently stop that extra movement and allow your breath to relax and go back to normal. So just standing there, I want you to put your hands together in front of your chest and rub them together 10 times. And keeping your hands together, I'm going to get you to wriggle your toes 10 times. Now letting go of your hands, I want you to open your eyes and look at something of colour for 3 breaths. I want you to lick your lips in one direction 3 times and then in the other direction for 3 times. Now I want you to move your tongue on the roof of your mouth without touching your teeth 3 times in one direction and then 3 times in the other. Now with your lips closed and your teeth gently apart, I want you to block one nostril with your thumb and quietly and slowly breathe through the other nostril, paying attention to any smells. And now do the same on the other side. And this time when you breathe, I'm going to get you to breathe in through your nose and hum 3 times as you're breathing out. And now, closing your eyes, I want you to bring your hands up so that the palms of your hands are resting against your forehead as you're breathing in. And then as you're breathing out, just gently stroking down your face and painting all over your face with your fingers without moving your head, all the way down your face and out and across your collarbones.